to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is the Video Game Music Podcast, featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era video game music. This is episode 135.
Okay.
And do you have anything to mention at the top of the show?
I have got no business at this moment.
Well, nor do I. So the topic for episode 135 is Flying and Shooting 3. This is scrolling shoot 'em up games that we're focusing on, specifically ones that you fly in. Flying shoot 'em up games, scrolling shoot 'em up games.
Right.
So, yeah, that's it. So, flying shooters.
I believe you will be taking off first.
That's right. Do you want to take notes before we take off? Because Rob, whenever he takes a flight, he brings a notepad to take notes.
Yes.
You know?
And I break it, I whip it out, and I say, "You ready to take some notes?"
Yeah. It's very professional.
Yes. Yeah. Professional flyer.
Okay. Yeah, you're professional. So I'm going to start things off with Magical Chase. So this is, there were a lot of, there were these cotton games that came out, which were these shooters where you're a girl on a broomstick and you fly around, shoot people, whatever. And it's kind of more of a fantastical setting. And there were a few kind of ripoffs of that game or of the Cotton series of games, the Cotton franchise. One of them was Mystic Riders, which was an IREM game, IREM or whatever you want to call it. And then there was this one called Magical Chase. And this came out for the PC Engine. The composers on this are Hitoshi Sakimoto and Masaharu Iwata. And we're going to hear Stage 1 from Magical Chase for the PC Engine. Music from Magical Chase, music composed by Hitoshi Sakimoto and Masaharu Iwata. This is Stage 1, and this game came out also on TurboGrafx-16. So,
sure.
Yeah, PC Engine and TurboGrafx-16. But yeah, this is a fun, this is a good track. I like this.
Oh, yeah. I love those drums. They remind me of, I think of, what's the name of the company that did Thunder Force 3? Is that Taito?
Technos.
Technos. Technos drums right there.
I like this part a lot. It's good. It's just got, it's got some good pump to it, you know?
Oh, yes. It's
got some good pump to it. I like that. How the bass is, too.
Let's see here. Flying and shooting. Gee, I wonder what soundtrack Olaf Switch is going to start things off with.
Lightning Force, probably.
Duh. Mm-hmm. D-U-H.
I'm surprised this entire soundtrack hasn't been played yet, actually.
Well, there's only so many free plays. And, you know, that was originally my goal for a couple of games.
Yeah.
Road Rash.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning Force.
Mm-hmm.
Double Dragon. We'll get to all of them.
I think you're done with Road Rash, I think, at this point.
Almost. Mm-hmm. Almost.
Mm-hmm.
But Lightning Force is, I think, one of the best flying shooters on the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fun. And one of my favorite composers on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I am talking about none other than Toshiharu Yamanishi.
Uh-huh.
Who does the jazzy sounds.
Yeah.
The jazz style ones. And there's a few tracks that I wanted to play. It might be a Lightning Force 2 for today. I'm not sure how I'm feeling.
Okay.
Definitely a one-fer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe a two-fer.
Yeah, well.
You got to stay tuned.
I mean, you know me, I'm all for diversity, so I push for the one-fer.
Why don't we go... Well, I should say, why don't we don't go off?
Okay.
Don't go off. Lightning Force, Sega Genesis. Lightning Force, Don't Go Off, composer Toshiharu Yamanishi.
This is the course select music.
Don't Go Off. Oh, listen to this part right here.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. One more time.
I like the beginning, how it starts. It's got almost like a pilot wings. Kind of sound in the beginning, you know, the very beginning.
Yeah.
Go like this. That's very elevator right there.
Yeah,
the little intro right there. I like that elevator intro, you know, pilot wing style.
This is a very stylish track, and I'm just not sure why I haven't played it earlier. Why you haven't played it earlier?
It's kind of posh.
You gotta show the Lightning Force some love, my friend.
I think my favorite's the first stage, I think.
Oh, music, okay. Yeah. Right.
All right. I'm going to move on to the Super Famicom. Now, you know, I'm actually representing a lot of, like, a pretty diverse pretty diverse amount of consoles on this episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've got 5 different consoles.
Wow.
I'm representing on this episode.
Right.
Anyway, this one's from the Super Famicom. This is Kingyo Chuiho Tobadase Game Gakuen. And this is music composed by Yasuyuki Suzuki. This game is a mix of different kinds of games. It's got just kind of a lot of fun mini games.
Yeah.
And one of the mini games is a flying shooter, shoot 'em
right,
up game.
Right.
And but it's got all kinds of stuff. There's like a memory kind of game, like a matching game. And there's a little mini RPG game in it, and there's just it's like a bunch of these mini games.
Sure.
So this one's the shoot 'em up music. It's called Shoot 'em Up, and that's what we're gonna hear. Again, the composer is Yasuyuki Suzuki, and the game is Kingyo Chuiho Tobadase Game Gakuen. This is based on a manga, I'm pretty sure, as well.
Okay.
Because I think I originally discovered it on our manga at Focus. So here we go. Shoot 'em up. This is music from Kingyo Chuiho Tobedase Game Gakuen for the Super Famicom, music composed by Yasuyuki Suzuki. This is called Shoot 'Em Up. And I love this breakdown part here near the end right here. This is the best part. So, listen to the bass. I love that bass. It's just like...
Yeah.
It's just cool. That's just really cool, you know? And I like how it's, it almost has this sort of rewind sound. It's sort of like a backwards...
Like tape rewinding.
Yeah, like the melody does, you know? While the bass is doing that cool warm sound, you know? Check it out one time. That's really good. And this almost has like a little bit of a Pilot Wingsy kind of elevator intro as well from the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
Right there, that da-da-da, you know? Anyway. This is good. It's really good. I feel like, you know, these flying shooter games, they shoot 'em up games, they tend to have really good music, you know?
Yeah. We will be moving on to a new game to the show, Vortex, Super Nintendo. The composer to this game is Justin Charvona.
Okay.
No, a new composer. And I believe I'll be starting things off with training.
What do you mean starting things off?
Oh, excuse me. I'm just...
I mean, from starting things off as far as... playing tracks from this game.
From this game and for my SNES selections for today. Uh-huh. If there are, in fact, any more SNES selections. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. Maybe Lightning Force came out for Super Nintendo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll find out. But in the meantime, training. Vortex. Training.
Yeah, this is an interesting track because, you know, it uses that arpeggio effect that you hear in sort of, you know, 8-bit Western music a lot, you know, which that was, you know, that arpeggio effect was used. I mean, it was developed because they were trying to, you know, use the limited technology they had to their
right.
best advantage to create something that sounded more than just three voices.
Sure.
But in this case, you know, he doesn't need to use the arpeggio effect, but he's using it as an aesthetic thing. You know, like it's like a fusion of 8-bit. And also the exactly. arpeggio effect he's using has that, it actually has a kind of PSG sound, you
right.
know, sort of. So it's kind of it's neat because he's using the arpeggio effect. It's before the arpeggio effect had more of a there was a functionality to it,
yeah.
And now it's more just he's just using it purely as an aesthetic thing, you know, and just to because he wants to have that sound, you know. So that's neat, yeah, that's neat. So you're hearing. Yeah, it sounds like it's not. And on top of that, hearing that PSG sound isn't so common with the Super Nintendo, and so it's interesting to hear that sampled PSG situation,
right.
or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna play another Super Nintendo track. This is from a game called Phalanx. Did you ever hear about that one, Phalanx?
I think we've played it on the show before, haven't we?
I don't think so. No. Phalanx. I don't know if you remember this. The game cover had an old man with a banjo. Do you remember that? Seeing that in the stores and stuff?
I do not.
This is a shoot 'em up game, but the cover has an old man with a banjo.
Interesting.
And which is interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think that. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there is an old man with a banjo in the game, and so it's an interesting choice for a box cover.
Yeah.
But anyway, Phalanx for the Super Nintendo. This is music composed by S. Yamaguchi, and the track we're going to hear is Underwater. Underwater from Phalanx, composer S. Yamaguchi, and I really love the sort of second half of this track. You know, it kind of gets really kind of jazzy. You know.
Good try.
That's really good. I love that.
Up next, we have a Shinobu Ogawa track.
Mm-hmm.
What game is that?
Shinobu Ogawa. Ogawa. Oh, is this, wait, Thunderblade?
No.
No, okay.
Gyarus.
Oh, Gyarus, yeah. Gyarus, yeah.
Mission 2, Sega Genesis. We have Liftoff. No, that's not part of the track. I'm just saying we have Liftoff.
Okay.
Mission 2.
Oh, you know, I've been sitting on this track.
Mission 2?
Yeah, I've had this, you know, kind of just as a I've just had this, and I had it as a possibility for this episode as well, actually.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Well, now you can get off of it and let flap its wings.
Yeah.
It's time to fly.
I'll let you have it.
Mission two. Mission two. Gyrus.
You know why I said Super Thunderblade?
Why?
When you said Shinobu Ogawa?
Why is that?
Because the composer of Super Thunderblade, or at least for the Genesis version, is Sachio Ogawa.
Okay.
It's close.
It's the Ogawa connection.
Yeah, so that's the Ogawa. Yeah, that's right. So I was kind of, that wasn't a bad guess.
No, not at all. It's completely logical.
Different Ogawa.
Sure.
And S, they both started with S, the first name. This is the best part of this track.
Oh, you think so?
The second half.
The beginning is my favorite.
Oh, really? Oh.
Turn this up. Here we go. Now, this is what's up right here.
Uh-huh.
Fasten your seatbelt. Seats in upright position, please.
This is more of the hard edge part of the track.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
The other part's more of the soft, like kind of a more emotional part, you know?
It's a duet going on right now. It's like dueling guitars.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
See, that, to me, that's the warrior part of the piece, and then this part's more the love, the romance.
Oh. Hey, you're the lover, I'm the fighter.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure.
It's the dichotomy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Doesn't this seem like the more kind of like, I don't know, the more emotional part?
Right.
All right. I'm going to move on to a Game Gear game. Okay?
Okay.
Gigi Aleste 2? I don't know, Aleste or Aleste, you know? We've heard from this game before.
Yes.
Aleste, I don't know if it's Aleste or just Aleste. I think Aleste.
Aleste.
I don't know.
I like Aleste.
Aleste.
Yes.
Aleste. No Aleste. Gigi Aleste 2, Lance Bird. It's for the Game Gear. So this is composed by Imami Pon and BAM or Ba M. Well, it's like a B A and then it's like a period and then M.
Ba M. Okay, I get that. Sure.
Okay, and we're gonna hear Weapon Select, and this kind of sounds like the Game Gear track that the Gigi Aleste 2 Lance Bird track what we heard in the past.
Yes.
Kind of sounds like that, but it's a different track. I think you voted that track as your top 10.
Did I?
I think from the last year, I think. Mm. It was called Inter Algo, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, this kind of sounds like that. This is a neat track because this gets kind of jazzy. This gets pretty jazzy, and it's, but there's a lot going on. So Weapon Select from Gigi Aleste 2 Lance Bird for the Game Gear. Thank you. weapon select from Gigi Aleste 2 Lanceberg for the Game Gear. This is a Imami Pon and Bam, or B-A-M, or Ba-M.
Bam, like Bam.
Ba-M.
How would you read B-A-M? Bam.
Bam. Bam. Bam. Anyway, this track, this is good.
Yes.
It's just, it's so jazzy and kind of pumped, you know? I like this one part coming up here, actually. I think it's after this right here. This one, yeah. So good right there. That is such a good, that little phrase there was so good, you know? And I like how it starts, because I like how the drums kick in too.
Right,
remember
right.
How drum, how it starts, like minimal drums. Yeah, and then it gets, get this, it's good, so good. That is a good track. That is a really good track. Just, it's so cool how jazzy it is too, you know.
Yeah. Super Thunder Blade.
Okay.
The composer is?
That's, well, for the Genesis version is Sachio Ogawa, but for the I don't know. I can bring it up. I don't know the composer. Let me see. Do you know the composer for the? Well, okay. You were gonna play the Genesis version.
Is it not Sting Saito or is that Sachio Ogawa?
That is Sachio Ogawa.
Okay.
Yeah.
It, oh, then I don't know the composer.
The composer actually is Koichi Namiki, is the arcade version, who was credited as a Pretty KN, but
a Pretty Can?
Pretty KN.
Oh.
The thing is that there are some original tracks for the Genesis version, but some of them were taken from the arcade version. Now, what's up?
Stage 2.
Now, Stage 2 is from the arcade
version.
And
you know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
Arcade.
So you're going to play the arcade version.
Yeah.
But in the arcade, it's actually stage 1.
Oh, so Genesis stage 2 is actually stage 1.
Yeah.
Well, you see, this is going back because Brent took a look at my track listing, and then he highly recommended that I play the arcade version.
Yeah, I just saw it just a few minutes before you came to the annex, you know?
Yes.
And I saw that you were going to be playing a track from Super Thunderblade, and I said, all right, look, you got to hear the arcade version. I think it's better. It's just, I think you'll agree it's better.
Going off that glowing recommendation, I'm going to have to go with the arcade.
Yeah, and just to clarify, in the arcade version is just called Thunderblade. They call it Super Thunderblade for the Genesis, but it's just called Thunderblade, just by itself.
So without further ado, Thunderblade...
And this track is actually called Thunderblade.
Thunderblade. AKA Stage 1. Thunderblade. Thunderblade.
Yeah, so...
This track is so much more rich.
Right.
Than the arcade version.
Yeah, and it's... It's got a... I love that. I love the beginning part. It's just... It sounds so jazz fusion-y to me, you know?
Let's hit that again.
Yeah, okay, we will. I have a feeling there's like a bass solo at one point, though. I just want to make sure... We'll be getting to it pretty soon anyway.
Sure.
But I think there's like some kind of bass solo here. Let me just see. In there somewhere. Yeah,
nice touch.
But I like this beginning part though, right here. You know? It sounds so cool. You know? But yeah, that's that little bass solo though. Right?
Yeah. Jazz fusion. Yes.
Yeah, really jazz fusion. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway. Oh, this is a little different too, actually. I mean, essentially the track is repeated, but this is a little different, though.
Brent, I gotta thank you for that hot tip.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, let's thank Ed, listener Ed.
LM Head Ed, correct.
Who gave us the soundtrack a while ago. We turned the mics off during those parts that we didn't hear earlier because you know, just to give that. But anyway, yeah. So that's cool. But
beautiful.
What was I saying before that part came in?
Jazz fusion. LM Head Ed.
LM Head Ed. But oh yeah, this Thunderblade soundtrack is also on the same album as the Galaxy Force 2 soundtrack.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll be hearing from that later.
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not trying to tease or anything.
Yeah. Maybe I am, though.
Right.
You should have said, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you are. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might be a crazy dude.
I don't know, and I'm not just saying that. So, all right, I'm going to move on to Twinbee 3. This is a Nintendo game, by the way. Or not a Nintendo, but a Famicom game. Twinbee 3... Poco Poco Dai Mau. Okay. So this is probably Atsushi Fujio, who's credited as Suke Nomiya, but also listed in the credits is Hidehiro Funauchi, who's credited as FK King. So like FK King, yeah. And Katsuhiko Suzuki, who's credited as Flamingo, but based on the style and the guesses of, I think I read this on VGMDB.net, that it seems like Atsushi Fujio is most likely to have done this track that we're going to hear. It's called Evening Glow of T3. It's the ending music, okay, to Twinbee 3. And so, yeah, this is the Famicom version. This is a really, you're going to love this track. It's so jammed out. It's just, it is jam.
Yes.
And music from TwinBee3, Poco Poco Dai Mau. This is Evening Glow of T3 ending on our Flying Shoot 'em Up focus here on the Legacy Music Hour. You know how we say sometimes, you know, something's not just a jam,
yes.
It's just jam?
Right.
That's what's called jam.
Oh, man.
When something is jam.
I love that whole track from start to end.
Oh, it's the best. It's so good. It's
wow.
Such a good track. TwinBee3, Poco Poco Dai Mau, from composers Atsushi Fujio, Hidehiro Funauchi, and Katsuhiko Suzuki. Most likely it's Atsushi Fujio. And that was Evening Glow of T3, which is the ending music. Ready to kick it back up again?
Oh, I want to do this one more time.
I mean, okay, let's think about what we want to really listen for.
Well, I want us to know all
okay,
of it.
Okay, here we go.
It's just ready? A whole experience.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. First of all, the bass is cool because it's all sliding around and stuff. Right here. That's good. Yeah, I love how they eventually the drums kick in, you know? Like that lick right there too, that melody. Here, love this. This right here is my favorite part. This right here. Oh, goosebumps. Goosebumps right there. Yes. I mean, I love that end part. Okay, because it's just, I love how the melody just goes. It has that pitch bend that goes down. It's like, da, da, da. That's just so good right there
right,
at the end.
Right, right.
That's the best part, the end. Because it all kind of, it's you know, the drums kick in, it kind of gets, you know, there's more action going on, and then it just resolves to this, like, slow, goes back to that slower pace again, but with the wow. melody, and then the bass just slides in at the end. It's just so good, the sliding bass, you know, like, so good.
Is that your favorite track of all yours?
You know, maybe.
That was
maybe,
great.
Maybe. Great. Maybe so, you know. That track is so good. What about it? One more time?
Say it one more time. Come on.
Or should we move on?
Let's hit it one more time.
All right, fine. Come on. I love that sliding bass here. And during that part where it's like picks up, you know, the melody is so good. It's just, it's like really emotional, actually. You know?
You are the emotional one.
Love that right there. But I think in this case, you're the emotional one too, actually.
I am getting a little emotional right now.
This is an emotional track, actually. You know? I like how it goes, you know? The best part is the very end with that last part, you know? This is good, too. I love this. That's so good. This part, I love this part right here. Love that.
Yes.
That's a good one.
How do I top that?
I know it.
Oh, man. How do you top that? I'll try. I'll try with, let's go with a little Fire Shark.
Okay.
Don't smirk like that.
Well, no, it just sounds. It, for some reason, it sounded funny.
Fire Shark. You do understand what I just played? You're gonna follow it up with Fire Shark.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good luck, pal. Good luck. Fire Shark, aka Same. This is by composer Masahiro Yuge.
By the way, just to follow up on that, the Twin B track. Of course, that's Konami. You know, mm-hmm. I mean. The best. Anyway, go on.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Fire Shark is a Sega Genesis game, and I will be playing Vice in Tokyo. Tokyo. And if you went out for a smoke break or to get a beverage or a bathroom break, come on back. You know what I'm talking about, Brent?
Right.
You know, at a live music show, a band will play their hit and everyone is in a frenzy. And then they say, here's a new one. that we've been working on, and everyone says, "All right, time to hit the bathroom. Time to get another beer."
I don't do that.
So a lot of people.
I mean, if a band I like is gonna show off a new song,
right?
I want to check that new one out. You know,
or I like to go to UFC live events. Uh-huh. Okay, and this happened once, and I was there, and I felt bad for the guys that went on after, but they had the main event. Okay, the main event happened, right? And everyone thought, "Oh, this is fantastic! Wow, it's cool." But because of some weird scheduling thing, a fight that was supposed to happen at the beginning had to go on after the main event.
Yeah.
So the main event happened. Everyone was ecstatic.
Right.
And then they said, "Don't leave just yet, folks. There's still more to come."
Yeah.
Everyone just started piling out. And meanwhile, these two guys are walking into the octagon.
Oh, that's too bad.
To do battle. And I stayed. But because it's good. I want to see two guys that have reached this professional level duke it out. But everyone just said the main event. We already had the main event.
Well, it's kind of like a comedy show when the headliner wants to go on early or something like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
Or like the main draw wants to go on early.
Right.
Yeah, it makes it hard for them.
Sure. They say, "Well, you know what? We just had Twimby. You know, what is this? What has Fire Shark done? Fire Shark doesn't even have a major television credit. What is he doing on stage?" Right?
Yeah.
That's the way I get it, you know? Uh-huh. Oh, Fire Shark is headlining a couple of open mics. Big whoop. Now, after Twimby, after an hour of Twimby.
Fire Shark closed out the Brainwash. He closed out Javasaurus. He killed, though.
He did.
He killed the Javasaurus.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the Seabiscuit. Toured at the Seabiscuit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to move on to Galaxy Force 2 for the arcade. I hinted at that earlier in,
right.
In the program. So this is music composed by Koichi Namiki, who did the music to Thunderblade as well. And we're going to hear, I wasn't sure which track to go with. Beyond the Galaxy, which is Scene A, or Take Back, which is Scene C. And I was going to play a longer extended version of it, which it's hard to decide because Take Back it's more elevatory than, sure, than this other track.
Okay.
And I kind of want to play it for that reason, but there's more variation in Beyond the Galaxy, and I think that kind of makes it more interesting. So for that reason, so I'm going to go with Beyond the Galaxy because there's a little more going on, and it's a little bit more of a dynamic piece, I guess. And so let's check that out. Let's do Beyond the Galaxy, Scene A from Galaxy Force 2 for the arcade, music composed by Koichi Namiki. We'll be right back. is music from Galaxy Force 2 from composer Koichi Namiki. This is called Beyond the Galaxy, Scene A.
Another winner.
There's a lot going on in this one.
Oh,
a lot of
totally
sections. Did you notice that the sort of the last part of it, it sounded like Sonic the Hedgehog, kind of? First of all, this guy is just really influenced by jazz fusion. I mean, there's just a lot of jazz fusion.
This reminds me of Sagat Street Fighter 2 a little bit.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. I mean, the drums are just really funky, and then the bass just really slapping away.
Oh, the bass is a standout in this track.
Yeah, especially this part right here. Listen to that bass. This is the disco section. But there's that one part kind of after, there's like, it's got this like Latin breakdown, you know? There's like a cowbell, you know?
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of a Joe Jackson song or something, you know?
Okay.
But then there's the Sonic the Hedgehog part too, I think. A little flamenco clap right there. Is a little different than the first time because I like that, you know, it kept, there's that pitch bending business again. All right, so here comes the Latin breakdown right here. This really reminds me of a Joe Jackson track, yeah. So here comes Sonic the Hedgehog right here, straight up. Does it remind you of Sonic the Hedgehog right
here? Let me hit this.
Right here. That part right there, you know, when you're invincible, you know? It's like the invincibility music.
Okay.
Right? That sounds like Sonic the Hedgehog right there.
Another winner. How do I top that? Or how do I even match that? I'll tell you how. Air Diver. This is a Sega Genesis track. The composer I have as YW and Ondai Yuri. Those are the composers. The track I have for you, Australia.
Okay, yeah.
Diver, Sega Genesis. I should have made all my last tracks Lightning Force tracks to compete with yours. I know it's not a competition, but I feel I just had to come out with the big guns.
Uh-huh.
But I shot my cannon at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I fired the cannon right off the bat, and I said, this is going to be a great flying than shooting episode, and it has been. But you've just, you've completely just, you brought out the mega phaser twice.
I mean, I think really just, I mean, I don't, the Galaxy Force 2 track is good, but it's not, I mean, I that's not my favorite track of this episode. Like, that's not close
Hold
to
on, maybe if you
track.
Play this louder, it'll do the trick. I just feel it's really hard to follow.
No, you know, I mean,
the two tracks you just played.
Well, I think that GGLSD 2 track, that was, I think, one of the best of on my end, at least. You know, that and the Twin Beat track, I think.
I'm feeling a little self-conscious about my next track. I mean,
what do you... Whoa, oh, it's...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, what?
What other hit do you have now, Brent?
They're not. It's not. Nah, you won't think this one's a hit, but it is another Twin B franchise.
My goodness.
It's going back to the Twin B franchise.
I call foul. One Twin B.
It's a different
episode.
Game. Different game though.
One franchise. It's franchise.
You know what's funny is I have another backup track as well. That's another Twin B, a different Twin B game as well. But
right.
I was going to play Stinger or something.
Yeah, you want to play? You want to play that Twin B game? Okay.
But now this is a Twin B game that I think it came out on arcade originally. But we're gonna hear the TurboGrafx-16 version. I don't think it came out in North America. So this is the PC Engine version. It's called Daytona Twin B. Okay, this is a PC Engine game. Composers are Hidenori Maizawa, Michiru Yamane. Masei Nakashima, arranged for the PC Engine by Kiyoshi Murai and Mikio Saito, who's credited as Metal Yuki. Okay? We're going to hear a track called Crossing the Sea of Clouds. This is Stage 2 music from Daytona Twin B for the PC Engine. From Daytona Twin B for the PC Engine. Music composed by Hidenori Maizawa, Michiru Yamane, and Masai Nakashima. Crossing the Sea of Clouds, Stage 2.
Can you dig it?
I really like the end. The end's my favorite part, how it goes, how it loops back into the beginning of the track, and also the beginning of the track is also my favorite part
right.
as well. This part right here is really good. Now, I like how... You know, that backing voice, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. I'm going to close out my set with a little D-Force.
D-Force. What does the D stand for?
The D can stand for whatever you want it to.
Okay. Ooh, I like
it's
like
just the D-Force.
Actually, I think it stands for Defense Force, though.
You're right.
Or defensive force, I think. But, you know, hey.
It almost sounds like something. It
sounds like something special.
Something very special. Like you turn down the lights and you'd say, prepare for the D-Force.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. This is a SNES track. I will be playing Desert from D-Force.
Oh, that's what the D stands for, D for Desert.
The Desert Force. Well, I could have gone with Dinosaur World. That would have been Dinosaur First. Dinosaur Force.
Is it Dinosaur World? Is it a shoot 'em up?
No, I'm saying that's a level in D-Force.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was thinking of Dinosaur World, but I'm going to go with Desert.
Okay, okay.
And this is from the Esmic Sound Team.
Okay. Dimension Force, I think, is what the D stands for. Dimension.
Oh, not Defense Force? I thought for sure you were right.
No. Dimension Force. I think in Japan it's called Dimension Force. But North America...
Desert.
Force.
Turn this up.
That almost brings us to the end of our third focus on flying shoot 'em up games.
It was a great one.
Yeah, I think this episode was pretty good.
It was building up in the middle.
Pretty good.
I mean, you brought it with those tracks, and then I just took it over the top with mine.
Well, yeah. No, I think Twin Beat 3 was the highlight, I think.
Oh, no doubt.
And,
no doubt.
You know, it's funny, because that was kind of right in the middle, you know, so it really kind of was like a... You know, you go building up, you know, climax... Then, you know, going down and going
down. Why is your finger going all the way down? It didn't go
No.
It didn't go that far.
No, I know, but like, no, kind of just easing it out, you know what I mean? And that is called the D-Force.
It was
that's
more
the D-Force.
I mean, you should do more of a going across than going straight down.
Maybe you're right, man.
It was just a decline, but it was going across and then slightly dipping.
I'm just saying energy-wise.
Yeah. And then maybe raising up a little bit, right? And then maybe even a little more than the Twin Beat, but then kind of declining a little bit, but always across.
Okay.
Horizontally.
Okay. That's more of the Zen sort of Eastern. That's Eastern like, philosophy kind of
like
style.
A plane would land. Does a flying shooting plane just drop out of the sky?
It actually kind of was like a flight, you know? Because
yes.
It was kind of like when it was ascending, and then
right.
It's... You know, kind of zenith or whatever, and then kind of descending, and but smooth landing though. Smooth landing.
Smooth. It was smooth.
Smooth landing.
Smooth landing. This is smooth.
Yeah. And so, for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. You can comment there as well if you know want to contribute to. If you want to express your thoughts about video game music and create discussion,
yes.
Think of it like a message board almost. You know, the comments section.
Right.
And. And then also you can contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com and you can
Can I mention the one user that posted on our board and then sent us that YouTube video?
Yeah.
What was his name? Well, the thing with this user is he posted on our comments about a song he was interested in. I don't know if we played it or not, but a Genesis track.
No, I think he said that we did play.
We did.
Yeah.
And then he hummed it.
Yeah.
Put it on YouTube for us and said, can you name this track?
Yeah.
I was trying to figure it out. I thought it was a Road Rash track.
I can't figure it out either.
I was just trying.
Kenny. It's Kenny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hum and Kenny. Hum and Kenny sent
us. I thought we gave Kenny a nickname before, actually.
I'm calling him Hum and okay. Kenny.
So, I don't know it, but other people can look it up, too. It's on the comment section of the elevator episode, the most recent elevator episode, 131, which is a very solid episode. But look up in the comment section from Kenny, listener Kenny. Try to guess what his YouTube video is.
Yeah, oh, so the link to the YouTube video is on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it is on the comment section. Yeah.
I think it's a road rash. So I'm just going to go ahead and say just.
He thinks it's a Genesis. He thinks it's a Genesis track.
It's got to be Road Rash. It's got to be Road Rash.
Wait. If it was Road Rash, wouldn't you recognize it though? Wouldn't you know it?
And I try to justify it. I tried to say, I sung it in my, I listened to it, and then I sung it in my own head, and then I somehow warped it into a Road Rash. Okay. So. Tom and Kenny,
here's another,
get Road Rash.
Here's another teaser for you guys, or brain teaser, or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
So we posted the track listings for our most recent dance mixes, you know? And Rob doesn't remember, he has his third track, he doesn't remember what it's from on his mix.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me, actually, because you don't know your own track.
Here's what happened. I got all my tracks together, right?
Yeah.
And then I put them together, and then I was going back and looking at all the emails you and I exchanged at that time, years ago. We're talking years ago.
Yes,
almost two.
No. Oh, was it almost two? Yeah. I think it was.
No, it was almost two.
No, it was over two.
Okay.
It was. I think it was around April. Around April 2010.
11. It was April. Okay.
That's when we made those dance mixes. I think
we were deciding on tweaks to make to the final mixes.
Yeah.
And I originally had what I believed to be was a Shadow Dancer Shinobi track.
Yeah.
And at the last minute, I switched it out and I didn't update my track list. So years later, when you finally asked me for it, I submitted it to you and you said, that's not a Shadow Dancer track.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I can't even remember what it is. And I have been listening to Sega Genesis tracks up and down, out the yin and yang. I can't figure it out. So
it's crazy, though.
It's
to me. It sounds. It reminds me of Side Pocket for the Super Nintendo. Even though it's a Genesis track,
yeah.
It's got this. I don't know, but if you guys listen to users, listen to Rob's dance mix, Dose.
Yes.
F Switch Dose dance mix, and the third track. Try to guess what that third track is, because I don't know what it is, and he doesn't know what it is. And
well, I forgot. My memory's been something happened.
I don't know what it is. I've been trying to figure it out myself, actually.
The first user that successfully figures it out, I'm going to send him something nice.
Okay.
From the old Switch treasure chest.
Okay, good. So yeah. I think everybody's definitely going to be on it now. And also, while you're at it, you can listen to my dance mix too.
Yeah, but you didn't forget any tracks.
That's true, but it's good though. It's still real good though, actually.
It is good.
I think we're going to have, we'll put out some more dance mixes. At least one each.
No doubt.
In the next whatever.
Yeah, only put one Twinbee track on the dance mixes, please.
That wasn't a dance
mix. Well, I'm just saying.
The real shiny.
Hey, the Twinbee tracks, soundtracks are great.
Speaking of good tracks, if you want to vote for your favorite track on this episode, you can email us at legacymusicr@gmail.com or text us at the number that Rob knows.
281-SONIC-91.
That's right.
That's the number. Operators are standing by.
And Kenny is standing by. Just kidding.
He'll answer the phone like this.
Yeah.
Whatever the name of that track was that he was humming.
Yeah, so you guys have two assignments, is figure out those tracks. Okay, you can text or you can email and put 135 poll in there.
Twinbee's gonna win.
Probably.
Twinbee's gonna win. Probably. What do you mean probably?
Probably.
Don't sound so cocky, Brent.
No, I think probably.
You're not
probably.
Cocky, but
wait,
you're
it's not like I'm
cocky.
Not like trying to take credit. I mean, I take credit for finding the track, but I'm not like, it's not like I wrote it.
Now you're just being smug about it. Now you're just rubbing it in my face.
Actually, I really liked the Phalanx. I thought that was good. I liked, but Gigi Aleste too. That was a good one too.
Lightning Forces with an E, just in case any of you don't know the track.
That's Lightning.
Lightning Force.
So anyway, you can pick your top track, and then we'll. And by the way, don't like think that that's going to win and that's why you're not going to vote for it or whatever, vote for, just stay true to your heart. Vote for what you think is best. And so
if anyone,
you know, that, how like sometimes people, if they think something's going to win, they like want to vote for the underdog or whatever, you know?
For everyone that votes for Lightning Force, F-Switch will send you a little something nice from the old treasure chest.
Are you lobbying now? Votes.
Okay, that's not true. I won't send you anything.
I mean, I think you're going to vote for Twinbee, actually.
I am going to vote for Twinbee. But that was a jam.
It was probably the best. That was the best. Yeah, that was the best track. That was the you probably don't even need to vote for that one.
It's just a competitive side of me coming out. Come on, that's just competitive talk. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So the anyway, we'll feature it on Facebook. So you go to Facebook. Now also go, if you go try rate our show on iTunes also. Rate it because the more ratings it gets, the more it will be featured on iTunes,
right,
and people will find out about the show and find out about this great music, you know?
It's amazing music.
So, anyway, all right. Next week's episode is what?
What do we got? LMH Surprise.
No, I got it right here, actually. Oh. LMH Surprise. That sounds something in the same vein as D-Force.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of a similar kind of connotation. Oh, okay, 1998.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So we're going to do another year focus
right.
on 1990. We did 1990 before. This time we'll do 1998.
I love it.
That should be fun because there's only a couple things we can really do. Is a bunch of Game Boy stuff,
okay,
and then a little bit of Super Famicom stuff,
right,
and that's it.
Right.
Oh, and I mean, I guess some Genesis stuff if you can find it, but it's hard to get. But it's primarily that stuff. Anyway, all right. So that's that. Check that out next week. All right. Oh wait, no, I'm wrong. Is that not what's next? Yeah, that is what's next. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. To close, we'll go with another Konami. Okay, we've heard from Konami a few times, or a couple times at least. We'll close it out with Konami because Konami's the best, and they do shooters really well. You know, is it Gyrus? You know this game? You know this game? It's a
Gyrus.
Gyrus. Gyrus.
Gyrus.
Gyrus. Gyrus. Or Gyrus. Or
it's a Gyrus.
Gyrus? Gyrus, I think. Maybe it's Gyrus. Anyway, this is a Nintendo game, and this was actually, for Nintendo, for a home console, it was only released in North America for the Nintendo. This composers are Atsushi Fujio, who composed that Twinbee track that we like, Yuichi Sakakura, and Harumi Ueko. We're going to hear Stage 2 to close it out. And that's it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
By the way, this closing track is eligible for voting as well. I'm Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.